Good afternoon, everyone. Again, the National Broadcasting Company and its associated stations bring you a full afternoon of Grand Opera, a superb performance picked up by NBC microphones from the stage during an actual performance by the world-famous Metropolitan Opera Company. Today, the opera is Gounod's Faust, with Helen Jepsen, Richard Crooks, and Ezio Pinze in the leading roles, and it comes to you not from the company's winter headquarters in New York, but from the Boston Opera House in Boston, Massachusetts. Today is the last day of the 10 days visit which the Metropolitan has been making here in this celebrated New England city while on its spring tour. Faust is sung by Richard Crooks, Mephistopheles by Ezio Pinze, Valentine by Leonard Warren, Cybele by Helen Olheim. And you must remember that though you hear a woman's voice, the role is supposed to be that of a young man, and the leading soprano role of Marguerite by Helen Jepsen. The house lights at the Boston Opera House have been lowered, means Mr. Pelletier, our conductor, is on his way to the pit. We shall hear the overture to Faust, the quiet molto adagio opening, then the second half, which is made up of the, in part of Valentine's well-known air, Even Bravest Heart, Avant de quitter ce lieu. And then Richard Crooks, as Faust, the old white-haired bearded philosopher, will be heard singing his long soliloquy on his dissatisfaction of life. The audience welcomes Mr. Pelletier. You have the overture and the first act of Gounod's opera Faust from the Boston Opera House in Boston, Massachusetts.